there anything else?
Anybody want a cough drop?
Come on now, let's just get on with it.
I'll take one, thanks. Well, there's something else I'd like to point out here. I think we proved that the old man couldn't have heard the boy say, "I'm going to kill you." But supposing he really did hear it, this phrase, how many times has each of you used it? Probably hundreds. If you do that once more, Junior, I'm going to murder you. Come on, Rocky, kill him. We say it every day. This doesn't mean that we're going to kill someone.
Oh, wait a minute. The phrase was, "I'm going to kill you." When the kid screamed it out at the top of his lungs, don't try and tell me he didn't mean it. Anybody says a thing like that the way he said it, they mean it.
And how they mean it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you really think the boy would shout out a thing like that so the whole neighborhood would hear it? I don't think so. He's much too bright for that.
Bright? He's a common ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't speak good English.
I'd like to change my vote to not guilty.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, the vote is now 9-3 in favor of guilty.
Well, that isn't the end. What are you basing it on? Stories this guy made up? He ought to write for American Detective Monthly. He'd make a fortune. Listen, the kid had a lawyer, didn't he? Why didn't his lawyer bring up all these points?
Lawyers can't think of everything.
Oh, brother. You sit in here and pull stories out of thin air. Now we're supposed to believe that the old man didn't get up out of bed, run to the door, and see the kid beat it downstairs 15 seconds after the killing. He's only saying it he did to be important.
Did the old man say he ran to the door?
Ran, walked. What's the difference? He got there.
I don't remember what he said, but I don't see how he could run.
He said he went from his bedroom to the front door. That's enough, isn't it?
Well, where was his bedroom again?
Down the hall somewhere. I thought you remembered everything. Don't you remember that?
No. Mr. Foreman, I'd like to take a look at the diagram of the apartment.
Why don't we have them run the trial over just so you can get everything straight?
Mr. Foreman.
I heard you.
All right, what's this for? How come you're the only one in the room who wants to see the exhibits all the time?
I want to see this one too.
Yeah, and I want to stop wasting time.
If we're going to start wading through all that nonsense about where the body was found...
We're not. We're going to find out how a man who's had two strokes in the past 3 years and who walks with a pair of canes could get to his front door in 15 seconds.
He said 20 seconds.
He said 15.
How does he know how long 15 seconds is? You can't judge that kind of thing.
He said 15. He was very positive.
Well, he's an old man. You saw him. Half the time he was confused. How could he be positive about anything?
This what you wanted?
That's right. Thank you.
May I?
Do me a favor. Wake me up when this is over.
All right. This is the apartment in which the killing took place. The old man's apartment is directly beneath it and exactly the same. Here are the L tracks. The bedroom, another bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen, and this is the hall. Here's the front door to the apartment, and here are the steps. Now, the old man was in bed in this room. He says he got up, went out into the hall, down the hall to the front door, opened it, and looked out just in time to see the boy racing down the stairs. Am I right?
That's the story.
15 seconds after he heard the body fall.
Correct.
His bed was at the window. It's 12 feet from his bed to the bedroom door. The length of the hall is 43 feet 6 inches. He had to get up out of bed, get his canes, walk 12 feet, open the bedroom door, walk 43 feet, and open the front door. All in 15 seconds. Do you think this possible?
You know it's possible.
He can only walk very slowly. They have to help him into the witness chair. You make it sound like a long walk. It's not.
For an old man who uses canes, it's a long walk.
What are you doing?
I want to try this thing. Let's see how long it took him. I'm going to pace up 12 feet, the length of the bedroom.
You're crazy. You can't recreate a thing like that.
Perhaps if we could see it, this is an important point.
Oh, it's a ridiculous waste of time. Let him do it.
Hand me a chair. All right. This is the bedroom door. Now, how far would you say it is from here to the door of this room?
I'd say it was 20 feet. Just about.
Well, 20 feet is close enough. Alright, from here to the door back is about 40 feet. Shorter than the length of the hall, wouldn't you say that?
Well, a few feet, maybe.
Look, this is absolutely insane. What makes you think you can recreate a thing like that?
Do you mind if I try it? According to you, it'll only take 15 seconds. We can spare that. Who's got a watch with a second hand?
I have.
When you want me to start, snap your foot. That'll be the body falling. Time me from there. Let's say he keeps his canes right at his bedside. Right?
Right.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Speed it up. He walked twice as fast as that.
This is, I think, even more quickly than the old man walked in the courtroom.
If you think I should go faster, I will. And stop.
Right.
What's the time?
50, 20, 30, 31 seconds exactly.
31 seconds!
It's my guess that the old man was trying to get to the door, heard someone racing down the stairs, and assumed that it was the boy.
I think it's possible.
Assumed? Now listen to me, you people. I've seen all kinds of dishonesty in my day. But this little display takes the cake. Well, tell him, will you? You came in here with your heart bleeding all over the floor about slum kids and injustice, and you make up these wild stories, and you've got some soft-hearted old ladies listening to you. Well, I'm not. I'm getting real sick of it. What's the matter with you people? This kid is guilty. He's gonna burn. We're letting him sit through our fingers here.
Our fingers? Are you his executioner?
I'm one of them.
Oh, perhaps you'd like to pull the switch.
For this kid, you bet I'd like to pull the switch.
I'm sorry for you.
Don't start with
what
me.
What it must feel like to want to pull the switch.
Shut up.
You're a sadist.
Shut up!
You want to see this boy die because you personally want it, not because of the fact.
Shut up! Let him go! I'll kill him! I'll kill him!
Oh, you don't really mean you'll kill me, do you?